He was Indian.
Was he a preacher?
He was a preacher. He used to preach.
Did you learn some of these songs from him?
Yeah, Indian church songs.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you sing one for me?
You want to catch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's ready.
Yeah, we're ready. Just go ahead.
Now, which one shall I sing for you? Kakawalot, is that all right?
Sure.
Kakawalot is a bonnet as a way out at what do we can do. Kawa in a car with kun go on, sire is near. Kakawalot it all on top of a naked egg. Kawali went naked by moon. We went naked by moon. We went naked by moon. We went naked by moon.
That's very nice. What does that
mean? When the roll is called up yet.
That's when the roll is called?
Uh-huh.
What do the words mean?
Indeed.
Yes.
And that means when that man comes and sins.
Uh-huh.
Preacher.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Come what, Lord?
Lord.
Oh, I see. Kakawalot is upon me, that is a way out at where do we get.
What's it mean to that? What have you said so far when you say that much?
When the roll is called a pianto, it'll be no more living.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And what comes next?
Then next is they're calling them people across.
Uh-huh.
And then they call them from there.
Huh.
Uh-huh. That's the way it is. Uh-huh.
Do you know any others?
Songs?
Uh-huh.
Can you catch that?
What does that one mean?
That's down at the cross.
That's what?
Down at the cross.
Down at the cross.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Who wrote the Nez Perce words for these? A lot of these are hymns in English too, aren't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know who wrote the Nez Perce words for them?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. See, we used to be Catholic first,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what kind of a trouble they had, so I go to Church of God now. Mm-hmm. You know Church of God?
Uh-huh.
Church?
Yes.
That's what I go to now. Uh-huh.
When you used to see Father Cataldo,
uh-huh.
did he used to sing in Nez Perce too?
Oh, just what we learned him. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But he didn't sing very good.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I used to make me start sing first.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They used to make you start first?
Uh-huh. And that's the way they do down at the Church of God. Uh-huh. They make me sing. Uh-huh.
What other songs do you sing?
Oh, I got quite a few songs. This is another one. Kakawalote sabun mitata sa wiyawtatwa tu uikini. Kawa ila ka witgun ko ayin sa kaisni. Kakawate to kanta pa am kina kay kinika. Kawa wiwa nikit pa kay mulu. Wiwa nikit pa kay mulu. Wiwa nikit pa kay mulu. We will make it back in Mono. Kakuna na kainu, we tata, the snake on the other side.
Uh huh.
That's where we'll be then.
I see. What's that one called?
When the rule is called up yonder.
Oh, that's the same one you sang the first time, I think.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Did they teach you songs like Rock of Ages and things like that in Nez Perce?
No.
What else did they teach you?
Jesus Christ, Nakawoki Akhanti, Kankanoki, Yavisikti Tuhan, Etke Ipinot, Mainiti Tuhan, Merin Miat, Vahu Eutveja, Akam kini kuhan ya wat Waku ibnan ya hati wat Nune wakis hanitas Ibne lepki yunisne.
Which one is that?
Now, what did they call it now?
Well, what do the words mean in Nez Perce?
Jesus Christ, Nakiyaka Anti.
What's that mean?
That means we'll do good to Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. And what's the next line?
Jesus Christ, Nakiyaka Anti. Etke Ipi. He said Jesus Christ was our, he was part in his purse.
He was what?
Part in his purse.
Oh, he was part in his purse.
See, he made himself go into Mary's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born from there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Huh. That song.
Do you know any songs from the early days of the Nez Perce tribe? Songs that weren't hymns, but were songs the Nez Perce used to sing?
This Catholics, they don't sing no Nez Perce.
Oh.
I used to be Catholic.
Uh-huh.
But when they done that, we quit.
Uh-huh.
My husband quit. So we both quit.
What was...
His name was Paul Jackson.
Paul Jackson was your husband?
Uh-huh. Well, he died. My father's name was Lan Henry.
Lan Henry?
And he died. And Mama's name was Agnes.
Uh-huh.
And my...
What was her Nez Perce name?
Whose?
Your mother's.
What was her name? I forgot it.
Okay.
It's been so long.
Yeah. What were the early days like when you were just a child? What was it like? Was the tribe on the reservation all the time then?
Mm-hmm. You used to always have church.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I got married with Paul, we come to Catholic church.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what got into him, then he quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about when...
And then they quit with the Church of God Church. Uh-huh.
In the early days with the tribe, when you were young, did did the men still do a lot of hunting, and did you still go gathering camas and everything?
Yeah, They used to get camas, and they used to go out hunting. We'd have deer meat, and we'd have to buy deer meat and eat that.
Uh-huh. What kind of houses did you live in then?
Me? No.
No, when you were a little girl.
Oh, we had a teepee.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. But when we had that teepee, then my grandfather, my father it was, went and got one fellow that can build a house.
Oh.
So he built a house. He built a pretty good house, and my daddy helped him. See, daddy was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he helped him, and so when they got through, he was upstairs to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my son's living in that house right now.
Where would you go to gather camas? Would you pack up the teepee and take it with you when you went to gather camas and everything?
Long time ago?
Yeah, long time
ago. Yeah, uh-huh. We used to take the teepee with us.
Where would you go?
No, any place up in the mountains, hunting or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go. My husband used to be a great hunter.
With a rifle?
Yeah. We had a rifle already.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I used to dry meat. Oh, that dry meat's good.
How would you dry the meat?
Well, you just take it and take a knife and cut it if it's about this size, and cut it and open it this way and open it this way.
Just kind of make little strips out of it?
Yeah, not strips. Wide ones.
Oh.
About this wide.
About a foot wide,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, about this long.
Uh-huh.
And you put it on there. We used to dry it on smoke.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We used to build a fire underneath.
How long would it take to dry it?
Oh, it took not too long to dry it. See, fire,
mm-hmm.
smoke. Mm-hmm.
Did you used to tan the hides and everything too?
And Mama used to tan the hide.
Was that very
when
hard to do?
Tear meat, then she used to dye the tan the hide.
Was it very hard to tan the hide?
It's hard. See, you're first going to soak it. You soak it. When you get the deer meat, you just take it and get a knife and cut it short, about this long.
Uh-huh.
And then you take it and soak it. When you get soaking it, then you can... Well, we have some kind of iron. And take that.
Oh, to scrape the fat with?
Scrape it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scrape it this way.
Mm-hmm. Up and down.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's the way we used to do with the meat, I mean skin.
The skin. Then what would you do with it? How would you make it so it was tanned?
Well, we used to get some kind of when they used to hunt like that, we'd get the brains from the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd mix that brains with little water, and then we soak it in there.
And that tans it?
And then you take it and you... We used to take a stick and put it over a pole or something and turn it, dry it up, and we'd open it up and we...
Oh, you'd twist the skin around the stick so it got real tight and all the water ran out?
No.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Oh, you did just put it on the stick and let it hang?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Let it hang down and the water would all go out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tan it quick.
Mm.
I know how to tan it.
Uh-huh. Then would you make clothing and things out of it?
Huh?
Would you then make clothing?
Well, we used to have clothes.
Uh-huh.
Out of the deer meat, deer hide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They used to make the dresses and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I imagine they were pretty nice, weren't they?
We used to use it, you know, when we have war dance or something, then we wear them.
Huh. When you have what kind of a dance?
War dance.
Oh, a war dance. Did the Nez Perce have war dances?
Yeah, they have. Huh. More dance. They used to have more dances.
Mm-hmm. What were they like?
Oh, you mean the dress?
No, the dances.
Oh, we used to dance, but I don't know how I can tell you.
what kind of song? Do they sing songs at the war dances?
See, the war dance, they go up and down.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Would there be somebody playing a drum or something?
Yeah, they play the drum.
Mm-hmm.
They play the drum and then they war dance.
Was there a song they sang?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you know that song?
Oh, I'm just getting too old, I forgot.
Okay. Okay. What other kind of dances did they have?
Well, they used to have Indian dance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's people that used to send the kids out themselves to, and they get some kind of a dream or something from something, some kind of an animal or something.
Mm-hmm.
That animal would give them a song. That's what they used to sing.
Hmm. Did both the boys and the girls go out to have medicine dreams?
Uh-huh.
Did you do that when you were young too?
They sent me out too, up in the mountains.
Huh. How long did you stay?
We went there. Going out to Huckleberry.
Oh.
And that's where they sent me out. Just one night,
Were you all by yourself?
Uh-huh. I learned my song and everything.
Uh-huh. What animal or what being gave your song to you?
Well, if it's a deer or any kind of an animal,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. If it's deer or elk or sheep or anything.
Mm-hmm. What animal gave you yours? Can't you tell me that?
Mine was a deer.
It's a deer?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the song of the deer?
I used to sing it, but I don't sing it no more. I used to sing it when we used to have dance.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would happen when you came back from the mountain with your song? What would you do then?
Nothing.
Would there be a dance or something then when you got back?
No. We dance at winter time.
Oh.
We used to dance at winter time all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mama used to dance and grandma used to dance and grandfather and me.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys never danced.
Really?
I had three brothers and one sister, but she never went anywhere.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would there be big dances with a lot of people there?
Huh?
Would there be big
dances? Yeah, we used to have long tent built like this. Tent poles would be just like that.
Oh, I see. And
long tent.
Real long, with the poles locking together.
Uh-huh. And we used to have dance in there.
Would there be a lot of people there?
Yeah, there used to be lots of people who come to dance.
Mm-hmm.
See, lots of old people, the ones that's old,
mm-hmm.
they have some kind of a, they learn some kind of a doctrine.
Some kind of a what?
Doctrine.
A doctrine?
The doctor, a person that's
sick.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Grandfather was like that.
Was he?
Yeah.
How would he do that? What kind of things would he do to doctor somebody?
Well, they sing. But when they're dancing, they talk.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. But when they're taking care of the sick people, they just sing.
Hmm.
And they just blow on it.
Blow on the person?
Uh-huh. Blow on the person.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Did they use plants and things too to help doctor with?
No. They just like that.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
And how did that help?
They used to help them quite a bit.
Uh-huh. How did
See,
it help?
See, first when he's going to doctor, then he talk his dream, what he dreamed about them songs.
Oh.
And then he talk about that. When they get through, then they can flow onto you.
Oh, I see. And he would get his power?
Yeah.
Through that dream?
Uh-huh. And then he can take your head this way and heal you up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They used to, my grandfather was like that. He used to doctor. And he used to doctor even pretty sick people.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get them well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The way that is.
When you were a girl with a Nez Perce, did the tribe move around quite a bit?
I wish to go up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Get deer meat. We kill deer and we dry it. We used to have dry meat.
Mm-hmm. What would you eat all winter? You'd eat the dry meat
and what
else?
Yeah, we could eat dry meat or else the boys would go out and hunt the camp. Deer meat's pretty good.
Oh,
did
it
you
is?
Ever eat it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, deer meat's pretty good.
Well, would you eat the camas too?
Camas? Cows.
Cows?
Yeah.
Is that the way the Nez Perce say camas?
Yeah. Camas is different and cows is different. When they cook camas, it turns black.
Uh-huh.
When they cook cows, they don't cook it under the ground, but this other one, they could cook it under the ground.
Oh.
And this other one, they don't. They just dry it up, just take the top off and dry it up, wash it clean and dry it up. That's cows.
What does cows look like?
White. They're white then.
They have a white flower?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kind of putting in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They grow all over the hillsides.
Well, how would you dig camas?
Well, we used to have a digger.
What did that look like?
Tugas, we call it.
A what?
About this long, iron.
What did you call it?
Tugas.
Tugas.
And it's just about like this.
Uh-huh. Oh, a little bit of a bend.
And my mama used to put a piece of wood and clean it good and put that under it like this.
Oh, on the end of the tuka?
Yeah, they used to make a hole in that thing.
Uh-huh.
And put it on the tukas.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And then you just dig that under the plant?
Yeah, and dig the cows out and camas.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you make the camas so it wouldn't spoil?
Well, it's just the same, but see, we have to cook it first.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do that. Folks used to do that, Mama. And they dig a ground.
Dig a big hole in the ground?
Dig a big hole in the ground, or about this deep.
About a couple, 3 feet deep.
They put wood on top of it like this.
Mm-hmm. Overlapping pieces of wood.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they put rocks on top of it. Then they burn that.
The camas would be under the wood?
No. It's going to be on top.
Oh, I see.
And then when they burn that wood, they fall, you know, and they take all the pieces of wood out and just have a hot rock.
Oh.
Yeah, they take rocks and put it on top. And that rocks get hot.
Mm-hmm.
They fall in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take grass. And they kind of sprinkle the rock with water.
Yeah.
And then they put the grass on top of it. And they put the camas. That's camas.
Mm-hmm.
They turn black. And they take it. And Mama used to do, she'd put it in a gunny sack.
Huh.
And put it on this way.
What do you mean this way?
This way. Stand like this.
Uh-huh.
Like this, see.
Oh, it stand. Uh-huh. The gunny sacks would stand up against each other?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
and she's born then, and didn't get ripe.
And then how do you, what do you do to eat it?
To eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we take it out, and we take it and dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
You can dry it out, and Mama used to take the ones that are small, and she'd take that and pound it to make soup out of.
Huh.
Sure, good soup.
Huh. I've never eaten chamas.
You never eat chamas?
No.
Oh. You never eat cows, too.
No. How would you prepare cows?
Well, you have to dry it on the sun. My mama used to take it and put it on top of the house like this. Just a cloth or something, then put it on that and dry it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's dry, it's good to eat.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it,
if
did
you,
you
want
eat?
To cook it, you can cook it. But if you want to eat it dry, it's dry. Yeah.
How would you cook it if you wanted to cook it?
Boil it. You can boil it and you can put a little grease or something in it. And it tastes good.
Huh.
Same with chamas.
Mm-hmm.
Chamas, that's black. When they get ripe, they turn black.
They're black all the way through.
Uh-huh. So we take it, and they used to take it and pound it, some of it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take it and they make it, about this long.
About a foot long or so?
About this long.
Mm-hmm.
And dry it up like that.
Hmm.
Used to be good to eat.
What would you, when you were traveling along, would you eat dried meat and chamas and things like that?
Uh-huh.
How did you pull the your teepees and things? How did you move all that stuff when you moved somewhere?
Yeah, we used to take our teepee with us.
How?
Uh-huh.
How would you do it?
Pack it.
On a horse?
On a horse, yeah. We used to go from here clay to Wallow. And then coming back, we'd go up in the mountain. And that's where boys used to hunt.
Up on Moscow Mountain there?
Up on...
What would they call Moscow Mountain?
On this side of Wallow.
Oh.
On this side of Wallow, that's where it was. And we used to come clay down to Rapport when we get home. That's how we used to do. We used to get salmon in Wallawa. Salmon, we used to get salmon then. They used to take a dip net and dip it with a dip net.
Did you smoke the salmon or dry the salmon then too?
We just dry it. Not smoke it, but dry it. And it's good. If you eat it dry, it's all right. If you cook it, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We used to eat eels, too.
Eels? From where? Did you get them out of Wallawa Lake?
We used to get eels and we'd dry it just the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have sticks to straighten them out so they can dry good. Just put it across like this. And dry it. If it's in a fall time, then we used to put the fire under it.
Mm-hmm.
Mama used to do that. But in the summertime, you can dry it on the sun, with the sun. It's good. I used to like it.
How much time would you spend down in Wallawa each year?
Wallawa?
We
used to go. After July, we'd go over there and stay over there till about 2 weeks. Then we'd come back.
In 2 weeks you managed to get enough fish and everything?
Folks used to. My grandfather used to get a dip net. He'd dip it with a dip net, salmon.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have dried salmon. Yeah.
How many people were there in those times? How many Nez Perce were there when you were making those big moves from Wallawa back to here when you were still moving around, how big a tribe would be moving?
Well, there was lots of people used to go to Wallowa.
Would you all go in one bunch?
No.
Or would you all go separately?
Some went up on the other side and some down.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be down all the time. And we used to get salmon about this long.
Uh-huh. Those are big fish, a couple feet long.
And we used to get, they used to even dry salmon. You can eat it dry, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to cook it, but sometimes this backbone and the head.
We had
no tea for that.
Uh-huh.
We used to go over there and camp.
Do you remember who any of the elders or the old people were? Who?
Grandma, grandfather, and my grandmother.
What were their names?
Jonah Hayes, my father's grandfather's name was. And my grandmother's was Elizabeth.
This was all after the war.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was after the war, after they had this war that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What did the Nez Perce say about that war?
Well, I don't know. I don't know very much about it.
Were the Nez Perce sorry that it happened, or?
Yeah. Yeah, they were sorry it happened that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, all kinds of, I don't know what they call it, Snake Indian, I guess.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that used to come and fight that. This was.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
What would the fights be about?
Huh?
What would the fights be about?
Well, I don't know, just try to take the land away from us. Uh-huh. I think that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Take the land away.
Well, the Nez Perce were really good horsemen, weren't they?
Yeah, uh-huh. They're pretty good. They used to dry salmon, dry meat.
Mm-hmm.
Dry meat is awful good. And Mama used to take them when we dried, then she'd take it and pound it. It'd be just good.
Why would she pound it?
Huh?
Why would she pound it?
Well, to make it better.
Oh.
Yeah. And when we had salt, and she'd put a little salt on it when she's starting to dry it, and we'll have salt. That's what we used to do. That's over in Wallowa.
Uh-huh.
That's why we used to go to Wallowa.
Were there some people who stayed all the time in Wallowa, or did everybody have to come back to Lapway?
No. Nobody stayed there. The Oregon people will go in, and us will go in too.
Well, didn't Chief Joseph want to stay there?
Joseph?
Uh-huh.
He was the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was what do you call it? Chief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was a chief.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he want to stay in Wallowa all the time?
No. We all go over and then we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Then
when we got our land in Sultan, then that's why we there. We stayed there. That's where I was born, in Sultan.
Yeah, so.
Uh-huh.
Is a Sultan?
Boys was born there too.
Is a Sultan an Indian word?
A Sote.
What does it mean in Nez Perce?
Well, that's Hasote. I don't know what that means. Hasote. That's Sotan. The white people call it Sotan. But Indians call it Hasote. It's like Lapway here, too.
I forgot what I was going to say. Did, here, I got...
Summertime. Mr. Board and Fish Dipnick.
Did you know Joseph? Chief Joseph?
Uh-huh.
What?
He was close relative to us.
Was he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was close relative, but he stayed in what did they call that place now?
Over in Washington, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to stay there. But when we all go to Wallowa, we all be together.
But would there be a big celebration then when he got there? Because the tribe was back together again?
No, nothing like that. They were just fish.
Uh-huh.
They had dip nets to fish with.
Would there be any dances or anything at that time? Or any marriages from the different tribes?
No, nothing.
What was a Nez Perce marriage like in the early days?
Well, they used to just get married, and they never get married someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
They just live together, I think that's what you call live together.
But wouldn't there be any sort of a
uh-huh.
any sort of a ceremony where the tribe would know that those two people?
No, just live together.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Never had trouble when they part each other. Uh-huh. But my father was white.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How did he happen to come and marry a Nez Perce woman?
We was living in Soton. That's where they come.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Your mother was living in Soton?
This Soton was Noam Henry's brother. My father was Noam Henry's brother.
Was it, what,
and he had he had Indian woman,
uh-huh.
And that's why my mother married her. Uh-huh.
And your father's name was
Len Henry.
Len Henry. Uh-huh. And what was his brother's name?
And Noam Henry.
Noam.
He's living yet.
Oh.
He's just like this.
What do you mean?
Getting old.
Oh. Uh
huh.
Huh.
Living in. The side of that way.
Oh.
That's where he's living.
Huh.
He's got kids and everything there.
That was your father's brother?
That was my father's brother, Noam Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and,
was your father a trapper or a... What did he do? How did he happen to come to this part of the country and marry your mother?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. I don't know how they come to marry.
Uh-huh.
See, it was Noam Henry's brother.
Uh-huh.
And he was staying with Noam and them.
Oh.
That's where...
Was Noam an old fur trapper or something like that?
Yeah. Noam Henry was my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He was, but he's dead now.
Noam Henry is dead now?
No, I think he's living
now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they told me. See, he's getting so old, he just... walks out.
All bent over, huh?
Uh-huh. But my father died.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. His name was Len Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He died. My mama's name was Agnes Henry. Uh-huh.
Do you have a Nez Perce name yourself?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Well, my name is... I can't remember. Kind of different.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, I can't remember it.
Do you remember what it means?
Nobody hardly calls me. That's the reason.
Do you remember what it means in English?
I don't know what it means. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know what it means.
Would you like to sing me another song?
So.
What?
Ipnatso.
Ipnatso?
That's what my name was.
When did your parents give you that name, or did you?
Uh-huh. My parents gave me that name.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah was my grandfather.
What is it again?
Ipnatso. Ipnatso.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what it means in?
I don't know.
Nez Perce. Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
Do you still speak much Nez Perce?
Huh?
Do you still speak very much Nez Perce?
Yeah, I speak Nez Perce.
If you were to say, hello to me. How would you say that in Nez Perce?
Well, it was in the afternoon, it's Tatsalah. And in the morning, it's Tatsmaimi. And in the evening, it's Tatskulawit.
And
if they meet you and in the morning, they say, Tatsmaimi. If they meet you in the afternoon, Tatsalah. If they meet you in the evening, Tatskulawit.
See? What would I say back? Would I say the same thing back, or would I say something different?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd tell them anything.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can.
No. If I knew how to speak Nez Perce, what?
Oh yeah.
What would I say?
Yeah.
Back? Would I say
if
the same thing?
Two of you, and you tell him that's me, and he'd say that's me too.
Oh.
That's a lot. That's afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
May is morning.
Mm-hmm.
The evening is kulawit.
Mm-hmm.
That's kulawit. See, that's what you can say. If I tell you that's kulawit, you have to say the same thing.
I see.
That's kulawit. Somebody coming in?
Yeah, no, they went back out again. Mm-hmm. Would you like to sing me another song?
What kind of song?
Well, you sang me the one about he's calling us, and you sang me at the cross. Do you know any others besides those two?
At the cross?
You sang that one for me already.
Yeah, I sang that.
Yeah. Do you know any other ones?
Can't remember the old songs.
Okay. Do you know any other hymns in Nez Perce? Not necessarily the old songs, but any of the Nez Perce hymns.
You understand that, Nakai?
No, what does that mean?
That's cross.
Oh.
Where we meet at cross when there's a end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.